So, what's up? Welcome back to the Sports for Life podcast. We are here for another podcast. So, let's get into it. We have a ton of stuff on the plate, so we have to get into that. So, on the plate right now, we have some MSU players that made the win versus Maryland. Then we have the NCAA rankings, how I would rank them, and I will tell you their rankings, and that's about it. So let's get right into it. So for week 12, number one is Tennessee, number two is Duke. Okay, so I am actually reading these off of the AP poll, top 25. Number two is Duke. Number three is Virginia. Number four is Gonzaga. Number five is Michigan. Number six is MSU. Let's go. Number seven is Nevada. Number eight, Kansas. Number eight, Kentucky. Number nine, Kansas. Number 10, Virginia Tech. Number 11, North Carolina. Number 12, Marquette. Number 13, Maryland. Number 14, Texas Tech. Number 15, Buffalo. Number 16, Auburn. Number 17, Houston. Number 18, Villanova. Ooh, that's some bad ones. Number 19, Iowa. Number 20, Ole Miss. Number 21, North Carolina State. Number 22, Mississippi State. Number 23, Louisville. Number 24, Iowa State. And then number 25, LSU. So how I would rank it is, I would have it be Tennessee, then Virginia, then MSU, then Michigan, then Gonzaga. Yeah, so number one would be Tennessee. Number two would be Michigan. Number three would be MSU. That's just how I want it because I'm a big MSU fan. We deserve to be up there because we have a win 12 streak. So that's really good, a win 12 streak. Okay, so we're going to be looking at the scores around the league. Okay, so we are going to be searching up scores that interest me. Okay. 29. Okay, so Duke had a 15-point win versus the Pittsburgh Panthers last night. Yesterday. So they had a really good game, apparently. Yep. Okay, so so number one, Virginia. This was from Tuesday, January 22nd. Number 1, Virginia beat Wake Forest by 23, 68-45. So 23-point win. Number 2, Duke, 79-64, Pittsburgh Panthers. Number 6, MSU, 59. Oh no, Michigan. Number 6, Michigan versus Minnesota. Oh yeah, that was last night. 59-57. Michigan just barely comes out on top. The Minnesota was doing a really good job. Yep. Okay. So, yep. Okay, number 5. MSU, 69-55 versus Maryland. 14 points. Whoa, a double, triple-digit game. North Carolina, 103. Virginia Tech, 82. That is a very high-scoring college basketball game. As you all know, they're usually from the 50s to 80s. So, yeah. And then Rutgers beat number 13, Nebraska. So, Nebraska will probably move down. And Kansas beat Iowa State. Probably knew that. Number 19, Kansas beat number 18, Iowa State. Okay. And then there are some... So now we have some more. Hey, I will be doing this is another ranking thing. So number 1 Virginia, number 2 is Duke, number 3 is Michigan State, number 4 is Gonzaga, number 5 is Tennessee, number 6 is Michigan, number 7 is Houston, number 8 is Kentucky. Number 12 is North Carolina. No, number 9 is North Carolina. Number 10 is Buffalo. Number 11 is Texas Tech. Number 12 is Virginia Tech. So, okay, two Techs. Number 13, LSU. They were 25th in the AP poll. But whatevs. Number 14, we have Louisville. Number 15, Purdue. Number 16, Kansas. Number 17, Iowa State. Number 18, Wisconsin. The big upset. Whoever didn't see it, Wisconsin had a big upset. They were unranked. And Wisconsin pulled ahead and they beat the number 2 seed, Michigan, by 10 points. That was a couple nights ago. Yeah, so they did it. It was a really good game for Wisconsin. But I feel like their Michigan's game, like their practice got ruined because of the big snowstorm in Michigan. So, yeah, because they probably had to... they probably left, when they were supposed to, but then they got there, a couple hours later, so they didn't have that much time to practice. That's all I'm saying. And number 19, Marquette. Number 20 is Maryland. Number 21, Nebraska. Number 22, Nevada. Number 23, Auburn. Number 24, Ole Miss. And number 25, Iowa. That's not the AP poll. I think the AP poll is the most accurate. Because I don't think this is that accurate. Oh, this is the NET rankings. Thank you. this is cool. Okay, so they are using the NET. Here are the elements the NET will incorporate. The game results, the strength of their schedule, the game location, where the game was played at, the scoring margin, which is capped at 10 points per game, and then offense and defense efficiency. Yep, okay, so those are, that's a new thing. Okay, so... Ooh, number 20, Ole Miss falls to Alabama, 74-53. To upset Tuesday, four ranked teams fall as Kentucky State, Kansas State, South Carolina, NIU, and Alabama win. Michigan's Charles Matthew talks. Okay, so D1 basketball. Yep, oh, and it was a buzzer beater. It was a buzzer beater that Michigan hit to get them into the, that made them win versus Minnesota. So, I think this is going to wrap up this segment. So, bye for this segment. So we are back with some Super Bowl predictions, the Rams versus Patriots. It would have been better if it was the Saints versus the Rams. No, I mean Saints versus the Chiefs. Yeah, because the Saints versus the Rams played. So, I am online right now, and the Rams have a 51% chance of winning. Okay, so they say the Patriots will win if they have a player who will rush for more than 100 yards. They are 11-0 in the preseason when a player rushes for 100 yards and 51-1 in the regular season. The revived running game led by Sony Michel and James White has helped settle things for the offense down the stretch, making life easier for Brady. But I feel like Brady just has a team of powerhouses because they have Gronk and everything. He could just throw it somewhere and Amendola would catch it. And then he would throw it somewhere else and Edelman would catch it. It's so... And then Jared Goff is over here just having to throw it right persistently on at just the right speed and everything. So, yeah. That is why they might win. But I feel like the Rams will still have a chance. So, my predictions are the Rams will beat them in overtime. It will be... 34-37. No, it will be 37-34 regular time. They are going to beat them 37-34. Rams will win 37-34. So, that is about it for this segment. So, this segment will be called Warriors versus Lakers. So, the Warriors and Lakers played on Monday, 1-21, and the Warriors came out on top this time, 130-111. So, we are going to be going over how many points each player had, and the rebounds, and also the minutes. So, first up, we have the Warriors. KD, Kevin Durant, played 30 minutes and had 20 points. Draymond Green played 23 minutes and had 5 points. DeMarcus Cousins played 21 minutes and had 8 points. Steph Curry played 30 minutes and had 11 points. Klay Thompson played 27 minutes and had 44 points. Kevon Looney, 22 minutes, 8 points. Andre Iguodala, 21 minutes, 6 points. Alphonso McKinney, 21 minutes, 8 points. Sean Livingston, 13 minutes, 4 points. Quinn Cook, 12 minutes, 5 points. Jonas Giribuco, 12 minutes, 9 points. Jordan Bell with 7 minutes and 2 points. And it was at the Lakers, the Staples Center. So now for the Lakers. So the first one, we have Kyle Kuzma, 33 minutes, 16 points. Josh Hart, 20 minutes, 6 points. Tyson Chandler, 8 minutes, 1 point. Brandon Ingram, 34 minutes, 17 points. Kentavious Caldwell Pope, 22 minutes, 4 points. Iva Zubac, 21 minutes, 18 points. JaVale McGee is on the Lakers now, huh? JaVale McGee, 19 minutes, 10 points. Svatoslav. Okay, number 10 on the Lakers, 19 points. 19 minutes, 5 points. Michael Beasley, 18 minutes, 15 points. Lance Stephenson, 16 minutes, 6 minutes. 16 minutes, 6 points. Alex Caruso, 12 minutes, 16 points. Mo Wagner, 12. Maurice Wagner. 12 minutes, 5 points. Isaac Bonga, 7 minutes and 2 points. So, Klay Thompson and KD really led their team to the victory. But Curry had 12 assists. So altogether, the Warriors had like a ton of assists. All right. So they had 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 25, 30, 37, and 41 assists altogether. So, in the first quarter, the Warriors scored 29 points, and the Lakers scored 24 points. In the second quarter, the Warriors scored 36, and the Lakers scored 31. In the third, the Warriors scored 45, the Lakers scored 25. And then in the fourth, the Warriors scored 20, and the Lakers scored 31. So, yep. So that is going to wrap up this segment. I hope you liked it. Comment down. Message me with the voice message if you want to see some more of, to hear some more of, like, some NBA talk on this podcast. So that will do it for this segment. So now I am going to be just going over the scores from last Wednesday, which was January 16th. From January 16th until the day I'm recording this. So, the Pistons beat the Magic 120 to 115 in overtime. The Celtics beat the Raptors 117 to 108. The Bucks beat the Grizzlies 111 to 101. The Nets pull away with an overtime win versus the Rockets. The Spurs have a win against the Mavericks. The Trailblazers beat the Cavs. The Warriors beat the Pelicans by 7, 147 to 140. The Jazz beat the Clippers 129 to 109. The Wizards come out on top of a very close matchup by 1 point, 101 to 100. The 76ers have a big win against the Pacers, 120 to 96. The Hornets have 114 to 95 against the Kings. The Nuggets, 135. The Bulls, 105. A 30-point win. And the Lakers, in overtime, they win by 10 in overtime. 138 to 128 versus the Thunder. And then this is Friday. So the Nets have a 117 to 115 win against the Magic. The Celtics have a 122 to 116 win against the Grizzlies. The Pistons beat the Heat by 5, 98 to 93. Spurs 116. The Timberwolves 113. The Cavs lose again to the Jazz. 115 to 99. The Trailblazers beat the Pelicans 128 to 112. The Warriors beat the Clippers 112 to 94. Saturday, the Thunder beat the 76ers 117 to 115. The Hornets beat the Suns 135 to 115. The Kings beat the Pistons 103 to 101. The Bucks beat the Magic 118 to 108. The Pacers beat the Mavericks 111 to 99. The Raptors beat the Grizzlies 119 to 90. The Celtics beat the Hawks 113 to 105. The Heat beat the Bulls 117 to 103. The Rockets have an overtime win versus the Lakers. The Cavs lose once again, 124 to 102 versus the Nuggets. Now Sunday, the Pacers beat the Hornets 120 to 95. The Clippers beat the Spurs 103 to 95. The Timberwolves beat the Suns 114 to 116. The Thunder win against the Knicks 127 to 109. The Bulls win against the Cavs 104 to 88. The Bucks win 116 to 106 over the Mavericks. The Wizards beat the Pistons 101-87. The Magic beat the Hawks 122 to 103. The Nets beat the Kings 123 to 94. The Pelicans beat the Grizzlies 105 to 85. The Celtics beat the Heat 107 to 99. The 76ers destroy the Lakers. The Rockets, 121-93. The Trailblazers win 109-104 against the Jazz. And the Warriors versus Lakers, 130-111. The Warriors come out on top. And Tuesday, the Raptors beat the Kings, 120-105. The Thunder beat the Trailblazers, 123-114. Mavericks beat the Clippers, 106-98. And then 118-91, the Timberwolves beat the Suns. And then today, there is nothing going on except for the Raptors. And the Pacers are playing right now. The Pacers have 15, and the Raptors have 14. Quarter one with 4:05 left. The Magic play today at 7:30 versus the Nets. The Rockets play tonight versus the Knicks at 7:30. So there's a lot of games. And, yep. So that will wrap that up. The standings for the NBA for this segment. I'll see you in the next segment. So that is going to wrap up this podcast. I hope you will tune in to more of my podcasts. Goodbye.